Welcome to E-Squared Entrepreneurial Edge, where the goal is to inspire, educate, motivate, and challenge budding and aspiring entrepreneurs. We will be speaking with various entrepreneurs, those who are on the edge, to tell their stories of where they started and how they're progressing in their businesses. I am your host, Xavia. Tune in.
All right, we are here with Tangerine Curry Dinnick, owner of Evolve Functional Fitness there on Rosetta Street, Palmdale. This is our very second episode of E-Squared Entrepreneurial Edge. We are so excited that you came.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Xavier.
You are very welcome. And so today she's going to be letting us know how she's dealing with COVID-19.
Yes.
And how, what tactics she's using.
Yes.
To get through this time. And she is surely surviving the times. Tanji, let's get right into it. I want you to let the audience know who you are and tell us a little bit about Evolve and how I believe that you are a trendsetter.
Oh, thank you.
Because you've brought a difference with the way that you produce. So you have a gym there that has a pool. I don't think I've seen a gym here that has a pool. You do not really work with equipment like that. And so I want you to explain to them. Tell them about yourself and about your business.
Okay. Tangerine, Bahamian business owner, a mother of two, and a former teacher that decided to change her passion once I got into fitness myself. So I decided to create this gym. And since I've been the owner of Evolve, I've become a community builder. I believe in teaching and educating from young all the way to adults in how we can move our bodies to get ourselves more healthy. One of the most alarming things to me when I was getting into this is that how high our obesity rate is, especially in children. And if we don't do something in our culture to change that, then we are really at high risk. And right now with this COVID, we see what a high risk it is for the obese. So that's a little bit about me. So Evolve's been open for 2 years now. Actually, my second anniversary was on lockdown. We were two on April 4th. And it was really sad not to be there with my community to celebrate everything that Evolve has become in the last 2 years, because we do have a very amazing, unique, fun community of clients that do many different things. I mean, I met you on the entrepreneur panel at Rotary, but I also then got you into my gym by doing the challenge. So Xavier was one of my first 42-day challengers and did very well.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so basically, you spoke about life at Evolve. I want you to talk about life at Evolve before COVID struck.
Okay.
So before, I know you spoke to me a little bit about what's happening. And so I want to know exactly what's been happening since COVID.
All right. So being shut down, we did free workouts. Oh, maybe before the COVID. Yes. So Evolve was actually very exciting before COVID. We had just had Y98 and Kiss FM come through for a massive challenge. Our clientele was growing. At Evolve, we do many things. We cater to kids' fitness all the way to adult fitness, swimmers and gymmers. So it's really fun to watch.
Amazing.
We had all of our challenges going on. Unfortunately, we had two challenges going on at the same time. One was about to end in 2 weeks, and one started only a weekend before we had to close. So those were some decisions that we had to make and postponing them and then letting them all start again when they come back. So yeah, we do a lot of things around Evolve, but my biggest thing is building a culture where everyone feels comfortable in the gym space.
Okay. So Tanji, which challenges did you have running during the time that you had to postpone?
42-day challenge that runs 6 weeks, where you have the opportunity to win your money back if you beat our challenge. And that
I remember that one.
Yes, you were a part of that one. That's how I got you into Evolve.
I love Evolve. It's awesome. Yeah. Go ahead.
We have that going on all the time. So right now, being closed down, we've been working hard the last week coming up with the schedule, all the nutrition, all the games, all the challenges, all the different workouts. Luckily, we got to launch it yesterday, and it will start on Wednesday. But we are incorporating the whole family. When you
awesome.
Sign up, we want the whole house to do it. And when I say family, it's whoever you live with. That's your family. So it doesn't have to involve kids. If you are a husband and wife, you could do this challenge. If your boyfriend, girlfriend, if you're there with your auntie, if you're there with your uncle, try to encourage the whole family to join in on this challenge. It's 20 minutes a day. Get ourselves active. Get ourselves moving, because it's so easy to slip into a dark place during this time.
And a lot of persons, their minds are not there. And so it's kind of hard to get back into the swing of things.
Yes.
So for me, I know I've been procrastinating with getting my health together on this break. And so I am going to be signing, me and my husband, we're going to be signing up for this challenge.
Good. Thank you very much. You'll have fun.
Yes. And so what exactly will be happening on the challenge? Can you tell us exactly? I know you said 20 minutes per day. Will there be any meals involved, any menu planning? What kind of...
Well, we'll be giving you health tips and giving you guides and little schedules that you could sit down with the family and decide. Right now is a hard time to say, okay, here's a meal plan, because it's hard to get to the grocery stores. It's hard just to be normal in this. So
yes.
We just want to sit down and see what's in the house and try to at least plan better your meals. So at least you're trying to balance out stuff instead of having a cupcake for breakfast and then, you know, chips to munch on. And then, you know, your whole diet goes in this, because we're not used to being stuck at home. That was the hardest thing for me. I'm not a homebody. I like being out. I miss my community. I love interacting with people and making sure they're okay and encouraging them. And yeah, it's been really strange these last 5 weeks to find that, and to it's almost like it's been ripped away from you.
Yes, so, I can totally agree with that. Yes.
And I miss my community. I miss my staff. I just, you know, that's my everyday life. Coming in and just, you know, making sure everyone's good. And if I don't see you, then I'm texting you. And that it becomes such a lifestyle. And now to be home, I don't watch Netflix. I have watched 6 or 7 series now, and I'm going out of my mind.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. And that's one of the things I like about Evolve, the family. You feel like a family when you go there. Everybody is so friendly and make you feel comfortable. And so me and a few of my friends, we started to come there as well. We really love the culture that you have there. And we think that it is really, it's a trend-setting business. And I love it. You don't have to go on the machines. You can work out with your own body weight.
Yes.
And I like that.
Yes.
So tell me, I know you shared some emotional impact that it had on you as well. You're not in Nassau.
No.
You're actually not on the island. And so you have very little control over what happens even on your property.
Yes.
So share with us how has that been impactful on you? Not being here, not being able to touch, feel, and know exactly what you should be doing next.
Yeah, it's hard, because it's easy. Everyone was like, well, go online, start online classes, do this, do that. And I sat there and I got a little bit upset, because it was like, I can't go to my building and even get a kettlebell or jump rope or anything like that to even keep myself healthy. So I've just been doing body weight stuff. And luckily, Alora Albury, yoga instructor at Evolve, she's up here with me. So she's been
helping. She's awesome.
helping me with my mindset, and we do a little bit of yoga. Awesome. And I need to do more. And she's probably shaking her head right now, but I did fall into a bad funk for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's all of a sudden.
And nobody's judging you because of it.
I mean, it's all of a sudden I'm a homeschool mom. Mm-hmm. I'm with my kids 24/7. My husband's stuck in.
You have a lot of hats.
I'm not at my house, and I can't be near my building or even to go flush toilets or to go make sure nothing's been tampered with. So it was a little bit of an emotional roller coaster. But now I'm coming out of it. I have something to look forward to. I'm mm-hmm. back talking with my coaches, even if it's on Zoom.
Awesome.
But it's great to see their faces because Evolve is me, but it's my coaches. You know, they're the personality behind the classes. They're the ones that are showing the clients how much they care. And that was one of the most important things to me when I was selecting my team. And if it wasn't for my coaches right now, you know, all of this would be gone. So I'm very thankful to my team and the support that they still feel for the community. And that's why they are Evolve's team.
Yes, that's an awesome team you have there. And I've been seeing that you've dispersed them where they're doing classes on Facebook Live. I've seen mm-hmm. the Zumba class. I've seen Chandra doing her classes. And so what caused you to make that decision?
As soon as I closed, I reached out to all my coaches. I said, we've got to continue some way or the other. So we started with just the live Facebook and Instagram, mm-hmm. and decided that, 2 weeks in, we're like, well, you know, I miss seeing the clients. I miss, we can see the name come up, but I miss seeing the clients. So then we switched to the Zoom calls where I mm-hmm. would make a schedule every week with all the Zoom meetings and passwords and email it out to our clients.
And okay.
Then the live was still for anyone that was following or that sort of thing. But I'm still trying to pay my coaches. And it's very hard when you're not an open business.
Yeah, that's the real stuff.
And I'm on my own. I'm not a big corporation. I'm 2 years in. I'm just trying to make it, you know, that whole business plan that we do as entrepreneurs, you know, that 3-year plan and 5-year plan. I haven't even reached there yet, you know. But I still want to do right by my team. So it got to the point where we need to do something where it's either donation or a little paid challenge. We're not trying to break the bank. I'm not trying to make money for Evolve. I'm just trying to
keep the staff hired, keep having a food on their tables.
Right.
And that's a great leader.
Even if it's a little bit, I'm that's what my mission is for them. Evolve isn't their issue. You know, my bills are not their issue, but I've taken them on. They're my team. So I really want, so anyone that's actually wanted to go on the live feeds and stuff, I've given them the opportunity. And I've also found other ways, like with Zest Wellness, they asked if some of my coaches could do some workouts for Zest. So I got them in touch with them. And so
awesome.
we're getting a little bit here and there, which helps. Every little bit helps in this situation.
Wow, that is amazing. Amazing. And so I wanted to get into the innovation that have you been working on anything while you are off? Like to expand Evolve in any way? I know you've going to introduce the challenge, which you've already launched. I've seen the flyer.
Yes.
And it's $20 per person, per family.
Yes.
$20 for the household.
So and for 8 people. I mean, how many people live in your house? That's what it depends on.
Yes. So you have health tips, a little workout session here and there. And you and I are going to get into a little bit of working out as well in a little bit. So if you are at home and you want to join us, you can put on your tights or whatever your workout clothing is. And we're going to be doing some sit-ups. Now, I'm not a pro in sit-ups, but I will do my very best to keep up with you. So So Tanji, you said, you mentioned that your husband is away.
Yes. And he's one of those Bahamians I got stuck over there.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So he got stuck over there, and that was before you left, and you're on the island.
Yes. I thought it would be safer for me and my kids. I didn't realize that we would actually get stuck here as long as we are. I'm being told it could be anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks before I can leave. Mm-hmm. As much as I'm blessed that I am in one of the out islands that does not have COVID, they are being more safe than I think NASA is. You don't see anyone on the roads. But the one beautiful thing is that the grocery stores aren't crazy. No one's in that panic, you know.
So you were just more concerned about the safety of your kids, and which is fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
So, Tanji, I want you to go ahead and release your knowledge. We have some persons listening. Maybe they're just inspired by stories of entrepreneurs, and maybe they're aspiring entrepreneurs or budding entrepreneurs. And so I want you to give them some good advice, because it's not a normal time for us.
No.
Advice on, you know, how they can improve, how you're improving, and how they can improve whilst they're on this break.
Right.
Any advice on business? Just go ahead.
I think the one thing that's helped me get through this a little bit is actually chatting with other entrepreneurs and chatting with people that are either been experienced in what they're doing, and just chatting with people. Like I told you, I think I came out of my funk a little bit because I started watching you, and I started watching Humane and all of those platforms, just with people talking and what they're doing. And when that's what we get inspired by is people,
yes.
You know, and it's so hard when I'm used to being inspired by people on a constant, new members coming in, and you get to talk about your product and your brand and sell it.
Yes.
But for 5 weeks, I haven't been able to sell it, you know, so keep pushing and just keep talking. And when that friend calls, answer it. Don't ignore the phone call, because there are those people that are looking out for you, and just that 10-minute phone call could get you out of your funk. I think the biggest thing is mental health, right?
Yes.
We exercise to help in that stress and help with that stuff. And I'm not used to not having my weights and my poor hands, all the calluses are gone now. And, you know, you start to lose muscle because you're used to pulling weight, you know, and now everything's on weight just to keep moving. My thing is just to keep pushing. It does look dark. Like for me as a gym, I may not open up until schools open up.
Yeah, let's stop right there. So,
you know,
I know you mentioned to me, we were talking on the phone, and you said, Xavier, my business may be one of the last businesses to open up, like gyms, because of the, you know, the sanitation of it. And because this disease is all revolved around being clean, and, you know, everybody uses the same equipment. And so because of that, I know you mentioned to me some tactics that you will take on. Because of this. And so I want you to share that with everyone. Did talk about the hours. And so tell me about that.
All right. Well, just knowing that, I mean, a few things. Not knowing when you're going to reopen is very hard, because bills keep coming at you.
Yes. They're not going to stop.
Not gonna stop. I still have pool maintenance. I still have BPL. I still have water. I still have many bills coming at me. And that's a scary thought, because I'm a new business, and when your bank account runs to nothing, so it's very scary to think about how long gyms are going to be closed. So the only thing we can do is go online and try to sell our products and try to get donations or whatever it might be. But I forgot.
You also have your branding line. You have your clothing. I know that you have shirts and.
But I'm not an asshole.
Have you been pushing those too?
I'm not there, so it's so hard.
Yes. I got
and
you.
And then we're not essential, so I could pop in. I mean, it is. You could do a delivery service. We are with Canoe. So
yes. Okay. Good. There you go.
So if I could get to my product to take pictures of my product to put it on Canoe, it would be good. But you're always faced with these small
challenges. Just tell me where the keys are and I will go down there and take your photos. Oh. Because like you said, Tanji, you know, we have to build relationships with one another.
Yes.
We've been building our relationship
for a
year now or a little bit over.
A little bit over.
Yes, I think that you are actually onto something. I think you've become very innovative because you went ahead and created the challenge.
Yes.
And then you can go ahead now and then continue to push your t-shirts, your tights. Yeah. I love them. Yeah. Yeah, it's called branding.
I don't even have an Evolve shirt up here with me. I'm just like, wow.
You just took everything and ran.
Whatever. Electronics.
That's just all right. So you know what I want to do? I feel like working out right now.
Yeah. All right.
And so we're going to take it to the mat. If that's all you have to share with everybody, we're going to take it to the mat. So right. Today,
my mat.
Tanji has been an emotional and but she wants the vision to carry on even when she's not there. So she's been relying on her staff, and one of your staff has been faithful. You did share that with me. We don't have to call his name, but he's been very helpful to you in going down to the facility and ensuring that everything is there and everything is in order. So oh my God, please don't shame me. I'm going to do what am I doing?
You're doing push-ups. 1 minute.
Oh my God. Okay. So let me bring this here. I'm going to bring this down.
All right. I'll unplug my...
I did that too. Okay. If you are at home, do you want to get in on this? Do not miss out on this segment.
Let me go get my mat.
Okay. Go ahead. You have your mat? Get your mat. And let's go. Okay, you have to show us what to do, Tanji, first, please. Okay.
All right. So what we're going to be doing is 1 minute of push-ups. It's a 1 minute hand release push-ups. And now I chose something that I'm not good at. I wouldn't do the sit-ups because I love sit-ups and I love burpees. But push-ups have been a hard thing for me as well. So we're going to do it. Either you could do full push-up, but then if not, you could go on your knees. Just make sure your elbows are tucked in and your hands are at your shoulders. All right?
Okay. Uh-oh.
And my dog might get in my way. So, all right, so that's going to be my mat.
All right.
So, two ways. Plank position. Tuck your elbows and you go all the way down to the mat, release your hands and push back up. If not, fold your feet. Fold your feet all the way to the ground, hands up, push up. I'm gonna put the timer on for 1 minute.
Okay.
All right, count your push-ups.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my God. Okay. Let me know how to go.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. Ready, start.
Oh. Okay. One. Woo. This is a workout for me. I haven't done this for the...
Ah!
Is that a minute?
I don't know how much longer.
Okay. Need some water.
Almost up.
Tanji, you were awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for not being selfish and for sharing your story.
And thank you for inspiring me because you actually was one of the ones that helped lift me a little bit. So I appreciate you too and you doing this podcast and helping other entrepreneurs that are just starting out. And are new to the biz or even just looking to get into the biz because 2 years ago, you couldn't tell me this was going to happen to my business. So,
wow. Nobody knew.
No.
So, and then somebody's, Wayne, we spoke to Wayne last week, and he said, as entrepreneurs, we're always living dangerously.
Yeah.
And so now we have to be in danger zone every day. So that's just what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, everybody. We will be talking with you next week again. And so stay tuned for the episode on next week, Monday. Thank you, and enjoy your evening.